rights and wrongs in this life. Someone is watching you. Big Brother. It's actually not Big Brother, it's Santa. And so if you have done too many wrongs, you won't get any Christmas presents this year. Again, that's one of those other things which are really sort of imbibed into us from a very early age. That, you know, that someone is watching us all the time. You have to do, you know, what's right and what's wrong. Here's a nice story for you. There was, this is an Indian Hindu story, but, you know, I love it as a Buddhist. Actually, my goodness, I'm taking so much time on these things. We don't want to go to bed tonight, we'll just carry on until breakfast. I've only got a few here. Anyway, just a story. There was a teacher, one of these old Indian teachers a long time ago. And in those days, the one teacher would be wise about so many things, and they teach a whole heap of students, maybe a dozen, 15 or so, and teach them everything until when they graduated, they'd all leave, and then he'd get a new group of students. So he had this whole group of students for many years. And also, because it's one of these old stories, had the beautiful daughter. She was so hot that all the students really, you know, they liked her. And in those days, you know, there was no such thing as, you know, choosing your own partner. You know, the family would decide who you married. And so one day the teacher said, "Look, I've got this one daughter, and I know you all like her. She's very beautiful and wonderful character. And being her father, I have to make a decision on who she'll marry. And I've got to make that decision soon. And usually it should be the best student. So in order to find out which one of you is the best student and who will marry my daughter, I'll give you a test. It's a test of wisdom and obedience. So this is your test. I want you, in the next 7 days, to go to the villages surrounding here and steal as much as you can. Because I've got another problem. You know, I have to give a dowry for my daughter. I haven't got enough money for that. Whoever marries my daughter, you have to get a house and set yourselves up, and it's very expensive. So I want you to all go around, steal whatever you can, and whoever steals the most will marry the daughter, will also get all the loot. And he said, "Oh, one important thing, make sure that no one sees you steal. And whoever steals the most will get my daughter." You know, all the students were really surprised. Because that was a very, very good teacher who was usually very moral. And now he was telling them to steal. But obedience was such in those days, whatever your teacher said, you had to follow. And actually they all wanted to marry the daughter. So the next nights, they snuck into the houses, trying to keep the teacher's instructions not to make sure that no one saw them steal. So they'd wait until everyone fell asleep or they left, and they'd crawl in and steal this and steal that and bring it back to their teacher. And when they brought it back, the teacher kept a careful, meticulous record who stole what, so he could find out who stole the most and also from which house. And after 7 days, he called the meeting to give the results of the test. And he said, "You've all stolen so much stuff, much more than I expected. You've done a really good job. All except one of you, who hasn't stolen anything at all. Why?" And this poor little student came up and said, "Because I followed your instructions. Well, I told you to steal. But Master, you told us to make sure that no one saw me steal. But all the others did that as well. They crept into the houses when people were asleep or when they'd left. Didn't you do that?" He said, "Oh yes, I did that too, Master. I crept in when people had all left. But as I was about to take the thing, I realized someone was looking." "Who was that?" said the Master. "Me," said the student. "I was seeing me steal. Therefore I couldn't follow your instructions." And the Master said, "Thank goodness I've got one smart disciple. amongst all you stupid guys. I am rich enough, I don't need all this stuff. You can all take it back. Here's the list of where it belongs. And don't worry, you won't get punished because I told all the villagers a couple of weeks ago to expect you. And only one person realized that you can't steal without someone watching you. And who's watching you? Yourself, yes. So the answer is to the question, who keeps a record of all our rights and wrongs in this life? Yourself, you do. And you can't escape from that. So what should you do? You've kept a record of all your rights and all your wrongs. Have you? Actually, most of you just kept a record of your wrongs. Your rights you've forgotten about. So, change your mind. Like I said with the simile of the photographic albums. All the bad things you've done. Remember what you should do? How many of you did that? Put your hand up if you wrote all those bad things on a piece of toilet paper and flushed it down the toilet yesterday, today. Hooray! One, two people did. Hooray! You're the great disciples. You can go to bed now. All you rest for in detention while I finish this. Bad things. Oh, you're in denial. That's the first one. Thing. Okay. This last question, it comes up, it's amazing. Can one flush the past down the toilet without